22 till 9 o'clock now. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. My friend Mark Sinelli steps in from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Beautiful morning, Mark.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't this so? It just feels so extra good considering what we've been through.
Yes, we miss spring, but hey, this is great.
You guys, of course, are already preparing for next winter.
Yes, we are. We are cutting wood like crazy.
And where is this wood coming from?
We've bought some from the forest products companies. A lot of it is buy one cord, get one cord.
Okay, and so they give you a break on it.
Yes, and a lot of it is coming from the cemetery up in Houghton behind the SDC. The grounds crews do a lot of clearing, and they're piling up all the wood, and they came and said, well, come and cut and split it. And you, there's a lot out there.
You, of course, use this wood as part of your home heating assistance for seniors in the wintertime, but you've got to get started on it now, so you've got it ready when the snow flies, which may be next week, given the weather we've had.
Oh, no. But we've probably got about 40 cords cut up already, and we'll double or triple that easily through the summer.
If someone has wood that they'd like to donate, do you take those donations?
We do under certain circumstances. We cannot fell trees, of course, but if it's already lying on the ground in an accessible area, we can cut it up.
Okay, so that's something you can call the Little Brothers office and talk about that. That's not really the reason that Mark is here. I just thought that it was kind of a handy thing we'd talk about
yes.
it a little
well,
bit.
Well, we have to deliver all that wood.
Well, there is this truck situation. You got to have a new truck.
Yes, and it's not getting any prettier each day as it goes along.
Oh, that poor truck is just, it doesn't owe anybody anything, does it?
It's certainly given throughout its life.
Yeah, that poor truck definitely needs to be
replaced.
We have
one of our drivers who makes the sign of the cross every time he gets into it.
And this truck that has to replace it is not a cheap truck. I mean, it's basically, it's a heavy-duty pickup truck, but you have to put a plow on the front, and you have to put a lift,
a dump mechanism
on the back. Because
which will add another 10 grand to it.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap. You use this in the winter, of course. One of the things you use it for is to deliver some of this wood we were talking about.
Yes.
To seniors, and you've got to be able to dump this off. So this is not an inexpensive venture.
We're looking at an expenditure of 40 grand.
Yeah, that's not cheap, but of course it'll be used and taken care of and used for a long, long time, and lots of people will benefit from it.
We've gotten 20 years out of this one.
Yeah, so it's certainly worth the investment, and you have been selling raffle tickets to try to raise part of the money that's necessary for this. How's that going?
It was going pretty well. We've come to a kind of a lull. It's summer, and I think everybody's outside on the beach right now with the few nice days we've had. But the tickets are $40 a piece. The first prize, if we sell out, and we certainly want to, is 20 grand. And then we have subsequent prizes of 3 and 1. And this will really go towards financing this truck. We really, really need to do this.
Yeah, because you've gotten a grant for part of the cost of the truck.
Yes, the Alden and Veda Dahl Foundation from Midland has given us $10,000 to get this going.
So if we can add another nearly $20,000 from this, from the sale of the raffle tickets,
we're going to be pretty much there,
yes. Yeah, we'll be pretty much there. We really, really need to have this truck in place and ready to go when the real winter delivery season starts in late October and early November, don't we?
Yes, yes, we do.
This is an urgent need, and Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly and all the volunteers who are working so hard to cut that wood now would be really, really disappointed if they had no way to deliver it.
Yes, we borrowed somebody's farm out by Bramer Road out there towards Tassel, and we've already got, it looks like 20 cords are cut and split and ready to be loaded and sent out. So we've had a couple of volunteers who have been going like crazy on this.
That is much appreciated, I know. Yes. Where do these volunteers come from?
They fall out of the heavens.
I hope they don't get hurt.
No. We have a volunteer newsletter, and we're always putting out appeals. And we happened across a couple of young people who have some dead time, and they said, we can help you with this.
Cool. That's excellent. So if someone would like to purchase a raffle ticket or two or three for a chance of winning as much as $20,000, how do they do that?
Well, right now you can give our office a call at 482-6944. you can drop in. We always welcome people who drop in, and we've been selling the majority that way. The credit union up in Loriam has tickets for us, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to use the local banks to distribute tickets anymore, but if you give us the office a call, I'll get you set up right away.
Yeah, make the effort. Call Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Stop by the office. We do have contact information posted for you underneath the calendar at KeweenawReport.com. Go to the community calendar page. Scroll down past the
always
calendar.
Always a good resource.
And all the information that you need is right there. This is something that, I mean, on one hand, yeah, you could win a big prize. On the other hand, it's money that's going for a really, really good cause.
Yes, it's basically charitable.
And I know that there are some people who are uncomfortable with the lottery aspect of this, so I assume that if somebody really didn't want to be involved in the lottery, they could just make a contribution?
Yes, they can mail a check and just designate it for the wood truck, and we'll count it in the total.
Very good. Mark Sinelli, good luck, and keep me posted, will you please?
Thank you very much, Todd.
Mark Sinelli from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.